You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Today, I am back from a much-needed vacation, so sorry for the delay in my podcast. If this is your first Ordinary Vegan Podcast, my name is Nancy Montori, and I have a passion and commitment to improving human health. And I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness. If you're not familiar with a plant-based diet, it's a diet based on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes like beans and lentils, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all meat, eggs, and dairy. A plant-based diet is not only the best choice for a long and healthy life, it is also the best choice for a healthy planet, and a way to protect animals who've been bred into existence to suffer on factory farms. If you're just getting started on a plant-based diet, full or part-time, I recommend you listen to Ordinary Vegan's podcast number one, Getting Started on a Vegan Diet. Now, let's get started. Today's podcast is devoted to longevity and some of the foods that have played a role in the cultures of people around the world who enjoy long and healthy lives into their 80s, 90s, and some well into their hundreds. The first thing I want to say, and I have said this before, if you are suffering from a chronic disease like type 2 diabetes, cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease, or obesity, just to name a few, it's not your fault. I want to say that one more time. It's not your fault. Nutrition is so confusing, and we are constantly bombarded with false advertising, the latest food trends, and unavailable healthy food. But you deserve to live disease-free, and we have to make it our mission to educate ourselves so we don't have to suffer from food-related diseases that cause mortality. So now, let's unlock the secrets to longevity. There is an island south of Tokyo called Okinawa. The island's population is known as one of the longest living people in the world. In fact, there are 34 centenarians per 100,000 people, and they have the world's longest lived women. Not only do they enjoy the world's highest life expectancy, they also stay active well into their 80s and 90s. They also have one of the lowest rates of dementia in the world. So what do they eat? 32% of their diets are centered around vegetables, especially one called the sweet potato. As a matter of fact, at one point back in the 1910, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, 67% of Okinawan calories were from sweet potatoes. So the diet of the longest living people in the world was mainly sweet potatoes. It's pretty simple. Sweet potatoes are one of the healthiest foods on this planet. The Okinawan's variety, or purple or yellow, which have a close relationship to our orange sweet potato. So what makes them one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Sweet potatoes are an excellent source of vitamin A in the form of beta carotene. Not only that, they contain over 400% of your daily needs for vitamin A. Vitamin A plays a critical role in maintaining healthy vision, skin, bones, and it is also a powerful antioxidant. And like all antioxidants, It is involved in reducing inflammation through fighting free radical damage. Consuming a diet high in antioxidants is a natural way to slow aging. And there's no better way to consume vitamin A than with a sweet potato. Sweet potatoes are also a very good source of vitamin C, manganese, copper, potassium, fiber, niacin, and B vitamins. And they're so easy to consume. My favorite way to eat a sweet potato is to stuff it with all my favorite vegetables, or just bake it and drizzle it with maple syrup, or make some baked sweet potato fries. Bottom line, you can't go wrong with this healthy, versatile, colorful, plant-based wonder food. Another mainstay of an Okinawan diet is grains. 23% of their diet is grains, and 16% are beans. Okinawans also love their tofu, turmeric, and goya, which is a bitter melon. Tofu is mainly consumed in the morning in miso soup with a local seaweed. Turmeric is a spice that is widely used in India and found throughout the tropical regions of Asia and the Middle East, but not in Japan. Spices are generally not used in Japanese culture. So instead of using turmeric as a spice, Okinawans make a tea as a way to consume turmeric. They call it shan pin, and please pardon my bad pronunciation of that. And they prepare it by adding jasmine flowers and a quarter teaspoon of turmeric powder to a cup of boiling water. They stir it and let it steep for a few minutes. I personally would recommend adding some lime or lemon juice and a little sweetness like maple syrup. Okinawans also drink turmeric teas as a way to prevent hangovers. They drink a cup before drinking alcohol because turmeric is known to detoxify the liver. Less than 15% of their calories are from fish, meat, and eggs, which is up from 2% in the 1950s. This happened because following World War II, the United States established an army base in the middle of Okinawa, and Western influences, like food, made its way in. Milk and meat consumption increased, and sadly, so did cancers of the lung, breast, and colon, which doubled. Now, let's move to another part of the world, Sardinia, Italy, the home of the longest-lived men. Sardinia, Italy is an Italian island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Scientists have been trying for years to discover the secrets of why these men, and women by the way, live such long lives. At least 371 of Sardinia's current population have reached the 100 years mark, which is 20 times greater than the United States. The secret to the Sardinians' long life was the subject of a study called AKIA, an acronym for Akent Anos, a traditional toast in the Sardinian culture that means may you live to be 100 years old. What that study found is that the Sardinian diet is crucial to their longevity. 47% of their diet, nearly half of their daily intake of food, is whole grains. I can't emphasize the importance of whole grains enough. So many people I know don't consume enough whole grains. Whole grains contain all the essential parts and naturally occurring nutrients of the entire grain seed in their original proportions. If the grain has been processed like cracked, crushed, rolled, or cooked, the food product should deliver the same balance of nutrients that are found in the original grain seed. So that means 100% of the original kernel must be present to qualify as a whole grain. Whole grains include oats, brown rice, rye, quinoa, and buckwheat. Barley is the number one whole grain for Sardinians. Not only do they include it in their minestrone soup, they also ground barley into flour for bread. Barley bread has a much lower glycemic index than wheat bread. Although barley may not be as popular as other whole grains like oats, wheat, quinoa, barley has impressive health benefits. Barley is rich in manganese. If you've listened to my earlier podcasts, you know manganese-rich diet is essential for anyone suffering from any mental health problems, including anxiety and depression. Manganese also plays a major role in bone production, skin integrity, and blood sugar control. And just like that vitamin A in sweet potatoes, manganese also protects against free radical damage. Most degenerative diseases that affect humanity, like cancer, diabetes, arteriosclerosis, asthma, and guess what? Aging, have their origin in free radical reactions. So the more foods we consume that protects us from free radical damage, the better. Barley also helps control blood sugar and reduces blood pressure, and it is found to lower cholesterol. Another food group consumed by the Sardinians are chickpeas and fava beans. They are often cited as one of the foods most highly associated with reaching age 100 in Sardinia. If you listen to my podcast, you know I love my chickpeas. Besides, one of the most popular recipes on OrdinaryVegan.net is chickpea bean soup with tomatoes and orzo. I also love them mashed with a little veganaise and sun-dried tomatoes smeared on whole grain bread for lunch. There are so many ways to eat your chickpeas. You can go to my website and search on ingredients, chickpeas, and lots of recipes will pop up. Another very interesting food group for Sardinians is milk, but not cow's milk. They only consume goat's and sheep's milk. And last but not least, their consumption of meat, fish, and poultry is less than 5%. By the way, they also like their wine and consume at least 4 ounces a day. We will talk about wine consumption and health in an upcoming podcast. Now, let's travel to a very surprising location for longevity, and it's right in my backyard. It's called Loma Linda, California. I know what you're thinking. California, wouldn't that mean a Western diet full of meat, dairy, and eggs? Nope. What sets Loma Linda, California apart from the rest of the country is that it is home to a large population of Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists are conservative Protestants who distinguish themselves from other Christians because they evangelize with health. Adventists cite Genesis 1:29. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be the meat." The Adventists eat a well-balanced diet that includes fruits, nuts, and seeds. As a matter of fact, 60% of all their calories comes from fruits and vegetables, and 12% comes from soy and legumes. They also eat grains, nuts, and seeds, and some dairy. Their diet prohibits foods deemed unclean by the Bible, such as pork and shellfish. Their intake of meat or poultry is very, very low, under 4%. Their diet is also very low in sugar, salt, and processed foods. Studies have found that Adventists have the nation's lowest rates of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. And they also live up to a decade longer than the rest of the USA. I do want to mention one other thing about longevity. There is one element all of these longevity diets have in common, and that is that they are much lower in calories than the average American Western diet of red meat and dairy. This is a natural consequence of not consuming foods high in saturated fat. The National Institute on Aging released a study in 2015 that proved a reduction in calorie intake without deprivation of essential nutrients has shown to increase longevity and delay the progression of a number of age-related diseases. So, consuming less meat and dairy in itself results in calorie reduction, which can influence lifespan markers. I will include a link to that study in this week's podcast show notes. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and cook up a delicious longevity recipe. Today's plant-based recipe will include my favorite anti-aging ingredient, sweet potatoes. They are oil-free sweet potato muffins with dried cherries and walnuts. I recommend making a big batch, freezing them individually for a healthy grab-and-go snack. Throw them in your car or in your purse, and by the time you need your healthy snack, it will be unfrozen and ready to eat. Here are the ingredients. 1 cup of sweet potato puree, and you make this by peeling and cutting 2 large sweet potatoes into 2-inch chunks. In a large saucepan, cover the potatoes with water and bring to a boil and cook until tender, which will take about 20 minutes. You also add 3/4 cup of unflavored almond milk or any unflavored non-dairy milk, 1/4 cup of applesauce, 1/4 cup of maple syrup. If you like them a little sweeter, you can add a little more maple syrup. 1.5 cups of whole wheat flour. 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger. 1/8 teaspoon of ground nutmeg. 1/2 cup of dried cherries or cranberries. And 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts. Here is what you do. You preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and you lightly oil a muffin tin. I like to use muffin liners. Add the sweet potatoes to a food processor and puree. Remove and measure 1 cup and add it back to the food processor with the non-dairy milk, applesauce, maple syrup, and puree together. In a large bowl, sift together the whole wheat flour, baking powder, soda, salt, and spices. Then combine the wet and dry ingredients until just incorporated. The batter should be on the thicker side, but you can add more non-dairy milk if it's too thick. Spoon the batter evenly into a prepared muffin pan. Bake for 25 to 28 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center of the muffin comes out clean. Then let the muffins rest and cool slightly on a wire rack before serving. You can find this recipe on ordinaryvegan.net/sweetpotatomuffins or in this week's show notes. I hope you enjoy these delicious longevity muffins as much as I did. Well, that is it for today. I hope you learned a lot about the diets of the world's longest living men and women and find a way to apply them to your life. We can consume foods that can heal us, or we can consume foods that can kill us. Once we know the difference, we are on the road to a healthy, happy, long life. Before I go today, I want to say once again how thankful I am for all of you in your kind reviews, emails, and support. It is definitely what keeps me going. You can find all my podcasts on ordinaryvegan.net/playlist or on iTunes. You can find all my delicious plant-based recipes on ordinaryvegan.net. If you get a chance, please write a review in iTunes. It is always greatly appreciated. And the more reviews, the better the ranking in iTunes, and the more people we reach with our health and wellness message. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.